I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we visit with Knoxville High School boys head basketball coach Joel Cady and seniors Kobe Higginbotham and Landon Norris after the Panthers fell to Cedar Rapids at Xavier 52-37 in the Class 3A state quarterfinals at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines on Tuesday. Here with Knoxville head boys basketball coach Joel Cady. Coach, you know, obviously not the outcome you wanted from today, but an excellent season overall. Walk me through a little bit of the game today.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was going to be back and forth. I thought probably the first one that got to 60 was going to win. We average well over 60. And so I just thought that if we could get enough stops and put the ball in the hoop a few times, we'd have a good chance to win. And that didn't happen. I'd give Xavier a bunch of credit. They really guarded us well. I thought we'd hit a few more shots even if we were, you know, guarded well. But that's how it goes. And I thought we turned it over a decent amount in the first half, and then we didn't rebound very well in the second half. And so you stack both of those things, and they were able to hit some shots and extend their lead, and they also got second chance points. I'm not sure what the exact stats were at the end, but I would guess that we gave up a lot of rebounds that we should have gotten. They got offensive rebounds, and we turned it over just a few more times than we'd like.
You know, despite the game today, it was an excellent season for you guys going undefeated and then, of course, winning your way through the sub-state. What was this overall experience like for you?
I mean, it's hard for me to, you know, put into words right now exactly, but I mean, I'm every single day trying to show up for this team and put these guys in like the best situation possible to be successful, and trying to utilize the talents and gifts that God gave them to just really, you know, excel and do as well as they could. And I don't think anybody probably would have said we'd be undefeated going into the state tournament, but it's just a credit to those guys and the work that they put in, the commitment to their school, this program, and a commitment to the process of just showing up every single day and trying to get better every day. And so I'm so proud of them for that.
What was it about this group, especially the seniors, that just worked so well together? I mean, regardless of who you're playing, it is very difficult to go undefeated in a season. You know, what was it about this group that just gelled so well?
Yeah, I mean, there's just a couple guys that made a commitment a few years back to, they wanted to get better and improve in some way every single day, whether it was the weight room, whether it was skills, whether it was shooting under our shooting machine, and everybody saw that there was kind of a culture shift in, you have to put in a lot of work in order to get better, and a bunch of guys followed the lead of a few of our leaders, and everybody got better this year. I know sometimes, you know, some guys don't get better year to year, but I thought everybody on our team improved, and yeah, when you do that, you're able to make it to the state tournament. And so it's no accident that we made it here. It's no accident we were undefeated. There was a lot of work that went in, especially in the off season, summer, in the fall, that people don't see. We call it the unseen hours a little bit. And so by doing that, you're able to achieve what other people don't, that didn't put those hours in. And so, yeah, super proud of them and their commitment to our program and getting better every day.
Coach, you've been around the program and you came in this year as a first-year head coach. A little bit of an unlikely circumstance due to a kind of a preseason resignation, but just what was this like for you, being able to, not a lot of times you're going to have a first-year head coach take a team to an undefeated regular season. What was that like?
Yeah, it's, you know, just a continuation of what we've been trying to build the past few years. And I'm just so proud of the people that stuck around and stayed, and were committed to our program. And yeah, just that shows what you can do with some commitment, and some consistency every day. You can become really, really good.
Well, Coach, before we close, you know what? You know, Knoxville, they take a lot of pride in their athletics and the community, and the community showed up big today at Wells Fargo Arena. How cool was it to see all the Knoxville fans there in the stands?
Yeah, tremendous, tremendous support. Those guys deserved every bit of it. You know, everybody knows they're pretty good basketball players, but they're going to be great young men someday. Like, they're already great young men, but they're going to be great men someday. And they're all going to be able to, you know, tell their families someday that they were part of an undefeated season that hasn't been done. And so they're forever cemented in the history books there. And that's something that they can walk out of this place, even though they lost, they can hold their head high and have some big time pride in being a Knoxville Panther. And that's ultimately what's really cool to me.
Well, Coach, congrats on a great season and, you know, everything that Knoxville basketball has accomplished.
Thanks, Clayton. I appreciate it.
here with Knoxville senior Kobe Higginbotham. Kobe, I know it wasn't quite the way you wanted to end your senior season, but really an excellent season overall. Walk me through the game a little bit today.
It started off. We weren't hitting in the first quarter, that's for sure. And they started off with a three right away, first shot of the game. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that we could have done better. But Xavier's a good team, and we were trying. We went out there and kept trying, but we weren't hitting shots. We weren't doing what we needed to do to win the game, obviously.
You know, what was this, despite today's game, what was this season like overall for you guys? Being able to do a perfect regular season, and then, of course, in substate as well, and be able to carry it in, what was this season like overall?
It was awesome. I loved the season. I mean, going undefeated in regular season, that's always that's just, yeah, I wouldn't believe it. Like, if you told me that two years ago last year, I wouldn't have believed that. Like, there's no way. But yeah, I mean, we proved all the people that didn't believe in us wrong that we got to this tournament and everything, and I was super happy to have the people that I have, like our team, love our team, wouldn't want to do it with anybody else. And yeah, I'm super grateful to have this season.
Congrats, Kobe.
Thank you.
Here with Knoxville Panthers senior Landon Norris. Landon, I know the game wasn't quite the way you wanted it to turn out, but can you walk me through the game a little bit?
Yeah, we obviously spent the whole week preparing for Xavier, hard practices, and then we get to the game, and I think first quarter nerves are high just because obviously you have a bunch of people watching you, and it's all our first time going to state. And so I think the first quarter we kind of started out slow, and then the shots weren't falling, so we couldn't really get into a rhythm. But yeah, it was super fun.
You know, despite today's game, this has been an amazing season. You guys went undefeated, you know, best season in Knoxville basketball history. What has this whole experience been like for you?
It's super special. Like, not everybody gets to go 24-0 and then go to state too, and then to do it with my brother and then the guys I've been playing with in second grade. It's super special.
You know, what was it like too, being able to play in front of a huge Knoxville crowd today? It seems like the whole town came out to watch you guys.
Yeah, it was awesome. We're super lucky. We have such a great community to come watch us, so it was awesome.
And what has it been like to play under, you know, first-year head coach Joel Cady coming into this program, kind of in a little bit of an unusual circumstance of taking this program to really to new heights?
It's amazing because we've been, like, me and Joel have been working out since I was in eighth grade, and in eighth grade going to freshman year. So just being able to, like, we're like best friends. And so for him being able to coach me is super awesome and special.
Congrats on a great season, Landon.
Thank you.
Again, that was Knoxville High School head boys basketball coach Joel Cady and seniors Kobe Higginbotham and Landon Norris. The Panthers finished the 2024-2025 season with a 24-1 overall record. For KNIA Carolina Sports on today's Laley Radio Sports page, I'm Clayton Simpson.